Oh, this is W8MEL.
WB line, YPA, NO, no cash. N9OKA, this is WB9YPA, Mobile. WB9YPA, N9OKA, howdy. Howdy, Mike. How art thou? Trying to wake up at 1:30, huh? Shame on me. I was wondering, do you have 220 there?
I do have 220.
You want to switch over to it real quick?
Let's try it. WB9YPA-QFY.
WB9YPA-N9OKA.
N9OKA, WB9YPA.
N9OKA.
Hey, Mike, can you not hear it?
No, I'm beginning to wonder if my problem's my radio.
We're gonna find out when you're ready for me to come over.
Okay, are you on your way?
Oh yeah, I'm really on my way. Yeah.
Okay, if you need directions, I can give you some.
Oh no, I won't have any trouble at all.
Are you still in South Bend or what?
I'm in La Porte.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just scoping things out to see how my repeater is working here in town, so yeah, I'm in front of your place. But yeah, don't rush. I'm scoping things out, and I'm trying to find a problem with why all of a sudden I've got trouble with the 220 side of my radio on high power. So I'm trying to solve that real quick. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I've got a ground or something that's loose or something here.
Well, I can bring up your repeater, but I haven't heard an ID.
Yeah, right. It won't ID for another, oh gosh, probably whatever, so many minutes. Yeah, Mike, you should have heard it ID.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's weird. hear. It sounded pretty good.
Is that 224280?
Negative, no, 223.98.
Well, that's my problem, man. I'm not on the right frequency.
Okay. That might have a slightly, that could possibly be a small problem, yeah.
Do you know how to program in any tone?
I don't know. I'll have to take a look at it and see how difficult it is.
Okay. All this time I've been on the wrong frequency.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, that sounds like something I would do. I'm gonna rig something up out here. I've got a disc tone antenna that I'm gonna set up and hook up to my radio. Gotta find my coax.
Okay. N9OKA.
This is WB9YPA Mobile. N9OKA. N9OKA. This is WB9YPA.
N9OKA.
PA, I think this is KE9BBB. Yeah, I just told Mike we were talking on the 610 and I heard you over here, so we're going to be switching over to this one.
WB9YPA, N9OKA.
Hey, Mike. Okay. Yeah. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, WB9, oh boy, I forgot your call sign now. Is your name Josh?
Yeah, Mike's Josh, KE9BBB.
Yeah, Mike, Josh was telling me that you might be able to use, what's the cable called now? Go ahead and tell him.
Yeah, I was wondering, I know some people said online that some radios, you can use like an Ethernet cord if it's correct pin and, you know, all that to use for a mic, close up your radio microphone, and I know, or at least I've heard, I don't know, but people said online that, depending on the radio, obviously, and the Ethernet, or some kind of Ethernet type. Connection, as long as you match the pins up and you get the diagram online. I don't know if that'll work or not.
Yeah, if shielded Ethernet cable would work.
That might be an option if we can't find the mic plug for it.
Yeah, I can find the plug, but the jack is... That might be a custom jack in that radio, and it appears that it's the jack itself that's really weird.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope you can find a jack for it then.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to move with the plug in and out of the jack by 3/16 of an inch. I never saw anything quite like it.
I certainly have to play with it before it'll start, before they can hear my voice. I can throw a carrier, no problem, but there's no voice.
Yeah, that is really, really weird. Yeah. I can't believe they turn a radio out that has that kind of a problem. But yeah, I have had my problems with That tri-band Anytone radio I had had the same problem. I had to play with that RJ45, and sometimes I had to exercise it. I'd have to unplug it, plug it back in, and then I'd get the audio back. And back to the movie, B9BBC, I believe, call.
Okay, are you on high power? You're a little scratchy now, breaking up a little.
Uh-oh.
I might just be in a bad spot, so
getting a lot of bacon on that end, or on our end.
I am having trouble with my radio. I have to take my radio out and put it on the workbench.
That go-around was better. I was talking to Mike on 610, and he said you brought over an antenna and tested out that way too. What antenna did you have?
It's one of those broadbanded disc cone antenna, and I just set it on top of his deck and ran a piece of coax to it, and we were hitting the South Bend 220 repeater on low power, and it was coming back with a nice signal.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I just, I ordered a, J-Pole number one for 220. Yeah, I don't know what's going to be here if I ordered that, so I'm going to hit that up, so I got a
So we pretty much proved that the coax or the antenna, but the coax is totally unmarked. Yeah, there's no setting in here. Yeah, we just came back in.
WB9BBB, N9OKA.
Yeah, Mike, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you about your QYT. How do you like it?
I do like it. It's good. Haven't really used it much, but I've been on a couple of nets with it, and it's not bad. It works. It was like 100. I think 150 off Amazon or something like that. And it works good though. It's 65 watts, so it's got some power to it.
Roger that. I hope Mike can fix mine, otherwise I'm going to shop for one of those.
Yeah, hopefully he can fix it. I don't mind it. It's just a model they have, nothing special about it.
I wonder if that's one of the differences between these two models they're showing. One's got the cable with it, and the other is not showing one, I don't think. They just got the radio laying on top of a box. Oh, well, I didn't get a program cable with my Andy tone.
I don't know. I mean, I know mine said, that's what mine said. I got the programming cable. Not really seeing. And I got, mine said 65 watts, but who knows if it actually is.
Okay, well, maybe I'll, yeah, who knows, N9OKA.
KE9BBB. Yeah, I mean, even a 45, if it is 40 watts, I mean, still, that's plenty, that should be good enough to get into Valpo and South Bend, because I know my Baofeng HT, I can hit Valpo repeater on my HT on 220 if I'm outside in the yard, and that's running like 5 or 8 watts.
I had to mess around with my Baofeng. This is a tri-bander. It's got 220 in it. But I should hook my antenna up to it and see if I can. I'm not sure where 220 is at, and he's stored in frequencies that I have programmed into it already. I don't know if I have 220 in it or not.
Yeah, I just checked my email to see if I got any update from that antenna. I haven't got one yet, but who it's coming from or what. It was $10 to ship it. It was only $55 with tax and shipping.
Okay. I would have thought he'd called shipping in there. I mean, I thought he would have charged you for shipping.
Yeah, he did. It was $10 to ship it, so it's $45 on, and then shipping was $10, so it's $55 for the whole antenna to get it here. They're calling it a folded dipole, but it's all copper, and it's got supposedly 6 dBi of gain, so.
I'm looking at right here, let's see, I'm trying to see what he did call it, but I'm sure that's what it is in a folded dipole. Well, I'm as curious as you are how you're going to do with it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we'll see. I probably should order some coax, too. Yeah, I might order some coax, too, for it. What are you going to order? RG8X, is that what you're going to order, or switch to with yours?
Yeah, that's, the X is much better.
I also need to get a bigger 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna.
Well, I had to run off. I had to put my dog outside for a minute there. I love this tram I got. I really like it. I got the 8-footer. They have a 4-footer, but I didn't do quite as good with the four-footer, so I sent it back and got the eight-footer.
Yeah, that's what I got now. I don't have a tram. I got a Comet that's 4 foot. I mean, I can hit all repeaters around here, but I can't hit South Bend. And Plymouth, I can hit. I can hit Plymouth. But yeah, I need to get a bigger one of those too. That would be nice before winter. Get that and get 220 up. Get a new VHF, UHF antenna up, and make my own NFED or something for HF and string up.
Now I'm having all kind of technical difficulties over here. My NFED won't load up on 80 meters, and Hayden's coming over Sunday to take it down and analyze it and find out what the problem is, but my tuner will not tune 80 meters on it. It works, my NFED works great on the others, 10 through 40, but we'll find out Sunday on that, so. I got problems over here, and I know KA.
KE9BBB. Yeah, you're running 891 with LDG, or LDZ, whatever they are, tuners.
Roger, yep, I got an LDG Z100 Plus.
Yeah, see, we got the same setup. I got the same tuner and the same radio.
Okay. What, we'll find out Sunday what's the deal with 80 meters, but it tunes the radio great on all the other frequencies except 80, and, well, I haven't even tried 160, but 40, 10 to 40, it works. Yeah, 10 to 40 works great. I have a vertical up here, HF, that's supposed to go 6 through 80. And I'm going to keep that one up there for 6 meter.
Yeah, you know, we'll see what Aiden says on Sunday, man. Just looking at the coax. Their own brand of coax, RG8X, says low loss, 50 foot of it, $55.
Hey, I'm guessing, but it's probably the same thing that I bought my X off Amazon for the radio I'm talking on now, an antenna. That's what I'm using for a coax on my station here for UHF, VHF.
Yeah, that's what I have in the garage, for my radio in the garage. I just bought off of Amazon. Actually, I got two rolls of it. I got one for HF and one for VHF. It's that KL, what is it? Not LMR 400, it's the Amazon version, KMR 400.
Okay. Well, actually, that's what I'm going to get for my 220 is the 400. I keep calling it X, but no, it's the 400 I'm getting.
Yeah, I'll have to look to see what's the difference from the RG8X and LMR 400, what's the difference of losses, because I want to try to move in the basement. I don't want to run free. Yeah, I don't want to run. I don't know if I want to run two LMR 400s through. the basement. I already drilled a hole in the garage to run. I need to open it up a little bit. I can fit two of that KMR 400 and then my portable, I mean, it might be NEDAX actually. My HS I use for my vertical when I just set up. I use that for POTA and stuff too. But I can fit that through there and that's pretty much it.
I'm trying to find your antenna on your... Oh boy, there it is, okay. He's calling the thing the Slim Jim antenna over here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Slim Jim antenna with pretty much like a folded dipole. Folded dipole, I think they said.
Yeah, that's what he's asking, $45 for it. I don't know why it says through $49. I don't know what the $4 difference is.
That's for the different connection, because it comes with the $45 is SO239, and I believe the other connection is a Type N, which gives it a little more money, I guess.
Okay. Oh, no, I want the SO239. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I ordered. So hopefully next week it'll be here. That'll be nice. And then maybe next weekend we'll get it put up, hopefully, if it gets here next week. I wonder... he has them in stock or if he's got to make them. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Well, I read through a couple of pages of his website here and it sounds to me like he makes them. I don't know that he has them in stock. He said something about being patient because he had to make it. I like to take PayPal. I'll use that.
Yeah, that's what I did. I couldn't even find where to put your number in for your credit card, so looks like he maybe only takes PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, whatever else it says. Where'd you read it at? Ordering information, back to questions. Hold on, let me read this real quick.
Unless it had to do with contact, then maybe it takes him a while to answer back on your questions, but he said no questions were bad questions, but maybe he's asking to be patient on a response to a question. I don't remember now.
Okay, I found it right here. It says shipping. I'll email you when I ship the order. In-house turnaround time is usually 2 business days once I receive your order, then 4 to 5 days to ship it.
Well, I don't remember now. Did you get an email from him?
No, not yet. So, that's all right. Well, hopefully... Maybe I might have it next week, towards the end of the week or something. So, you know, whatever, it doesn't really matter as long as I get it up here before it gets cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see where you can order what connector you want with it, too. It's set on SO239, which is what I want. So... yeah, we'll see. I hope you get it here pretty quick. I know it won't be no fun being out in the garage in the winter.
No. It wasn't... I don't know. I just don't... only bad thing is in my garage, I don't have any windows. or a door, really. It's just a garage door, that's it. And so I can't run the propane heater that much. So I run it for, you know, about half an hour, hour max, and then I crack the door open so I get some fresh air in there, but, you know, so I'm not sitting there, you know, with all the propane heater in there with all that. But, I don't know, this weekend I'm not gonna, might look at what I need to do to get it, get everything moved down to the basement. I'm gonna need another desk, I know that. But yeah, we'll see. It wouldn't actually be shorter, it'll be a shorter run of coax if I go down. I can go straight down my roof, down the side of my house, and I'll just have to probably drill a hole to get into the basement. Maybe I'll look at like a junction box or something, so it's all nice and weathered, and then I can run shorter coax then, even, you know, have a connector, and then I'm going to have to put a grounding or lightning stuff in for that's a copper pole sitting up there. I don't think that'll be too good without protection for lightning.
I can't remember now what I paid. It was $10 or less for an 8-foot ground rod over at Menards, and it was a piece of cake driving that 8-foot into the ground. So yeah, you can get them at Menards.
Yeah, I probably should do that anyways. I was gonna get around to it this year, but I don't know if I'll. Who knows? A lot of stuff has come up, and I'll look at these junction boxes or something. You know what I'm talking about? Where a sealed. Sealed like square box, and you put it on the side of your house, and you can run coax in, and you have like a SO239 connector that connects to it, and then you have like multiple connections for different antennas and radios, and then you have connection on the bottom that I can run from like the basement for my radios to that junction box outside. So it's kind of like a, I wouldn't say a splitter, it's just like a coupler though, but so I have to run 50 foot around, I can run a shorter one to, well, still going to be, I don't know if they make like 30 feet, but that way you can attach it there, and then I can put my lightning arresters and my grounding cable and ground it right there, and that way it's all nice and weather tight in a nice box.
I don't know what kind of cop you got on me now. I changed radios and antennas.
Oh, I still copy you. Yeah, you're a little bit softer, but I copy you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to switch out my HD here pretty soon because my battery is on one bar already. I just turned this radio on yesterday and it was full. From talking last night, and now I'm down to one bar already. I'll have to switch over to my foul thing here pretty soon.
Okay, well, the reason I switched over is I know what you're talking about with a junction box. I took a junction box and two solid aluminum rods and made a J-pole antenna out of it, and that's what I'm talking on here.
Okay, yeah, I copy that. Hey, Mike, I'm going to have to run here for a little bit, so I'll talk to you later on tonight. But nice talking to you, and we'll talk later on, but I got to run here for a little bit. I'll 7:30 for you right now. Have a good one, Mike, and I'll talk to you later tonight. KE9, BBB, I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Josh. Don't work too hard, whatever you got to do there. I'll catch you a little later. KV9, BBB, N9OKA, clear. KE9DDR testing. KE9DDR testing. KE9DDR testing. KE9DDR testing. KE9DDR testing.
Station calling, didn't catch the call sign, this is W8AND.
KE9DDR testing, KE9DDR testing.